cut ya. We separate ourselves from your mother. Barbers think they sweet in these CO streets. Come on, suckers. Man, your razor game's weak. I shouldn't see blood trickling down his cheek. 3719 South High Street. Come get your head right. These barbers are trying to eat. Just ask the cop when you call the shot. We get all the kids fresh, even mom and pop. How much they charge for that cut? A quarter, man, your barber better off than Mickey D's taking orders. Old school, new school, need a cut, yo. No burn, baby, burn, we got that cool touch, bro. Let me tighten up that hawk and shape up the throw. One of the coldest in the O. In case you didn't know, here we go. Tonsorial artiste in the place. Messing with them butchers, it ain't safe. They'll make your skin taste. Rashes on the masses, bumps from dirty razors. Man, them clients hate ya. Cool Rizzy blaze heads, snuff said. Barber's mad cause they fake game's dead. I got one in the chair, but you next in line. Man, I cut the whole city, I'm out here on my grind. And I'm one of O-State's finest. You rewind this, BZ's behind this.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Barber Zone Blog Talk Radio Show. Y'all, we back. We are back. It's your man, Shavez. Y'all here, we coming live from the Barber Zone Barber Studio, 3719 South High Street, right here in the south side of Columbus, Ohio. That was my man, Cool Ray, one of the official Barber Zone Barbers with the Barber Zone anthem, Who Cut Ya? But y'all, welcome to the show, man. You've entered the Barber Zone again. This is Barber Zone Radio. It feels good. We've been away for a few minutes. You know, getting the shot right, getting everything together, you know. We asked God to increase our territory, so we had to take our time a little bit, step back, and, you know, do what we had to do to take care of these responsibilities. But missed you guys. Appreciate all the love, the texts, the emails, everything, and the support of the show. If I hadn't got back to you on anything, forgive me. Little overwhelmed over here, you know, with the new expansion and everything, but I will get back to you. So just appreciating the love, y'all. But this is Enter the Barber Zone, Barber Zone Blog Talk Radio Show. We're back here. Man, y'all don't know how good it feels to come back. Missed the show, missed the whole atmosphere, the feedback. You know, talking about what goes on here in the barber community, man. So, feels great. So, if you're listening, blogtalkradio.com/barberzone. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter. If you want to call into the show, it's 347-637-3850. Be sure to press 1, you know, so you can touch into the topic that we have for today. The topic: do non-barbers make good shop owners? You know, just a question. I've been asked that a few times. I haven't seen it go back and forth on the internet a little bit, but that's just the question. Me being a shop owner, I see things a little differently. Me being a barber for, you know, over 10 years, you know, licensed for over 10 years, have my opinions on that, but I want to hear what you guys have to say. This is Barber Zone Blog Talk Radio. Enter the Barber Zone with your host, Shavez Moment. But y'all know how we do it here on the show. Before we get started, before we do anything else, we got to get them thanks, man. We got to get them shout-outs. You know, we do all this, everything that we do in our shops, but we've got all this God-given ability, so we just got to take some time just to give back and just say, thank you, Father, for another day. Thank you, Father, for another blessing, for your grace, your mercy, your peace, the comfort you give us, for being so awesome to us, Father, when we don't even deserve it. We just say thank you for all that you do for us. Everything you do for us that we don't even know, we don't even realize. For all those times that we forget, now we say thank you. You know we do the best that we can do, and sometimes we fall short. But for your grace and for your mercy, we say thank you that we get another opportunity, another chance. So, Father, as we go on in this life, let our words, our actions be uplifting towards you. That the things that we do here in our shops and in our salons and that we do in our daily life be positive. Be something to build somebody's life up and not to tear it down. So as we go on, Father, give us the peace that we need in ourselves so that we can be a blessing to others. So that the things that we go through doesn't ruin somebody else's life. So, again, we say thank you. And, Father, for the barber's zone, you know we've been away from the show for a while, but, Father, we say thank you for the show. We didn't know how much impact we're making in people's lives until we were away for a little bit. And thank you for sending all the positivity in the time that, you know, where we needed it. So, thank you for increasing the territory of the barber zone that we may be a blessing to somebody else. Now, as we go on with this show, let the words that's saying and the comments and the opinions that's stated in this show may be looked in constructive criticism and not in a negative way. Father, again, we say thank you in your son Jesus' name. Amen. All right, y'all. Y'all know it's just that simple. You just got to take your time and out your day and say thank you. Just show some appreciation. You know, let him know that you understand that you don't do this by yourself. And without the grace of God, we couldn't do anything. So don't forget that during the day, you know. All right. Now let's get to the show. Do non-barbers, you know, we're talking about the people who just see the type of money that we make and they want to open a barber shop and think they can get in the hair game and make a whole bunch of money. But they don't have a business sense about them when it comes to the barber trade. You got to be in this thing. You got to be behind that chair touching those clients, knowing how the flow goes in the shop to be a good shop owner myself. That's how I feel. So, but we got a couple people on the line. We're gonna go straight to the line to see what the people got to say. I see we got a caller here from the 618. We got another one from the 614. If you wanna say something, press one. Press one, let me know that you wanna tap into the topic. Do non-barbers make good shop owners? Not really, because I've had a few experiences where I've been in shops where the owner was just a guy, basically just wanted to run a barbershop. So I had to help him out a little bit, you know, pull him to the side and give him little tips here and there because he didn't understand. Like, if the shop hours said from, you know, 9 to 7, when he comes in at 7 o'clock, he wants, you know, the shop to be closed at 7 o'clock. He's not understanding that 7 o'clock is the time we take our last client. Somebody being a shop to 9 o'clock. So it's just small things like that come to play when you come to own the bar for a beauty salon. Let's see what we got. Caller from the 618. Welcome to Barber's Zone Radio. Caller from the 618. Who we got on the line with today? Caller from the 618-306. Are you with us?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello? I can hear you. Welcome to the show.
What's going on, bro?
What's going on? Who is this?
This is Barber Houston.
Oh, what's going on, good brother? You just switched up numbers on me.
Yeah, I switched up numbers, man. I got my mama phone plugged into the car. We both listening to it.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm on
well,
my way.
Okay. Tap into the topic, man. What you think about that?
Yeah, that topic right there, man. Non-barbers owning barbershops.
Now you being a new barber to the game, You've been a new barber to the game. You know, I know you've been to one or two different shops. If a non-barber, or what they call it, the non-participating partner, or non-participating owner, meaning he worked at the shop. What you think about that, bro?
Man, I think it's like a first owner a trucking company that don't know how to drive a truck. That's what I think. You know, to be honest with you, though, that was like my very first thought. But to be honest with you, I mean, I don't think you have to actually shop at a grocery store to own one. You know, so you could grow your own business in your backyard but still own a grocery store. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it just all depends. I mean, if you are non-barber and you own a barbershop, you need to have somebody that's going to have experience, you know, so you can teach them guys, you know what I'm saying, when they're going through certain situations. When you in a barbershop, things get wide open at times. You know, you got to be able to know how to control your environment, you know. That's one of the main things outside of, you know, most people thinking that they need to just get money, you know what I'm saying. They have to learn how to control their environment. So, and being just an owner and not being a barber, you know, and knowing anything as far as even the sanitation, you know what I'm saying, of being a barber, that's a must have, you know what I'm saying?
Not knowing the rules and not knowing the rules and regulations of a barbershop, because I know what you're taking your test. You really understand what's going on. Like, yeah, you got to know what goes on in the barbershop in order to run the barbershop effectively.
The state rules and regulations, man, they are not playing. Ain't no ordinary Joe. I don't care if you worked in a barbershop for 10 years around three people with license. You can't just up and fluke and go in there and think you're getting ready to pass that test. It ain't ready to happen. You know, so I'm looking at that. I'm looking at that, and then I'm looking at the fact that you don't even, all thing you know how to do is turn the clippers on, because you probably shave your face, but you own a barbershop. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to be very in touch with what you're doing.
Hey, man. Did you say the only time you turn the clippers on is to shave your face?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you probably, if it wasn't for you to have the show, you probably wouldn't even know how to, you know what I'm saying, turn the clippers on, you know. Plug them in the wall. Hold on, where I turn it on at, you know. Real talk. Just to be an owner and not, you know, have any barbering experience, you know, and not being a barber, period, you know. You got to know. You got to do that research. And it ain't just knowing from looking at it. You got to be able to be in that situation. You know, because there are things that's gonna come, man. There's you owning the business.
Exactly. Exactly. See, barber is like we're gonna put it in the music type thing. Barber is like hip hop. Barber is a whole movement, a whole community, a whole different way of life. Being a barber is somebody that's stepping outside the normal status quo, outside the normal realm of what people call employment and a career. We're self-employed. We're self-motivated. We're creative-minded. So coming into an atmosphere like that, it's not easy if you don't know anything about it.
Right.
And I
think that a lot of times people get it misconstrued, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, to be honest, you can't stand out on the corner with a beer bottle in your hand being a barber in the neighborhood. You can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know who's watching you. Your clientele will go straight through the bottom of the concrete slab you're standing on. You know what I'm saying? Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you can just hang out and just, you know, be out here getting high, you know what I'm saying? Chasing all these women, you know, people looking at their sons, and they be like, man, I don't want my son, you know, to be around that type of guy. You know what I'm saying? Or that type
mm-hmm.
of person. I don't care if he is the coldest pub in the area. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta set a positive example. And that's another thing.
At all times.
That's another thing. when you're a non-barber or a non-participating owner, you're supposed to set the example for the other barbers.
Right.
But if you're not there, you're not setting the tone of your side.
Right.
When you're the owner and you're there every day, you set the tone of your shop. You set the way that you want your shop to flow, everything to be conducted. But if you're not, you know, if you just come in to collect booth rent and change the light bulbs, you're going to come in and the shop be running all which way or the other, and you come in with attitude, you ain't been there. You
right.
have to set a tone in your shop. You just tell a dude, oh, you want to work there? Yeah. All right, your boyfriend is this, and I'll see you on Saturday. You don't even know what type of personality these brothers got. You got to get barbers in there that are cohesive, that work together, that bounce off each other, because they a team.
Right.
They a team, and it's like this. Now we're gonna use the basketball game. Your shop is a whole team. The shop owner is like Kobe. Kobe, you know, I ain't no big Lakers fan. I ain't got no NBA fan. But hey, it's like this. Even though it's the Lakers, they see Kobe as the leader. But without the rest of the team, the Lakers aren't anything.
Right.
So you got to be that Kobe. You got to be that leader. But when you shine, you got to make sure the rest of your shop shine. How you going to be a shop owner, riding good, living good, but everybody else in the shop is got disconnection notices?
Right.
But, you know, that's a whole nother thing. But, hey, we got somebody else tapping in on the line, man. We're going to see what they got to say coming from the 707. Welcome to Barber Zone Radio. Who we got on the line with us today? Coming from the 707. That's like my man DC or something.
Man, you know that's your boy DC, dog. What's good?
Man, what's good, my brother, man? What's good? Welcome to the show. Hey, DC, this is the first time back, man. You know, we've been away for a little bit. We miss you, dog.
We miss you.
I know. Appreciate it, man. You know, I told him a little bit earlier, man. You know, we asked God to increase our territory, man, so we had to fall back a little bit to take care of the territory as he increased it. So, you know, to share it with the people, man. So we appreciate the barber love all the way from over there on the left coast, man. We appreciate
it. Oh, man, you already know, dog. You know, I mess with you. I mess with the zone, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's just barbers. We barbers, you know what I'm saying? So if it's the zone, it's against the grain, it's Barbers Only Magazine,
yeah.
It's Exotics, it's whatever. I mean, you know, I just left it on my forearm, but I'm a barber first, you dig? So let's, you know.
Hey, man.
Back to this whole Laker comment, though. I ain't no Laker fan. Every man in the world should be a Laker fan because they like champions.
Right on. Hey, man, hold on a second, man. Hey, we got DC, man, on the line. Got my man Daryl the Barber on the line. Hey, man, have y'all boys heard the new Barbers on Anthem, man?
No, man, go ahead, shoot that.
Y'all ain't heard it yet. Hey, man, y'all, this is Barbers on Radio. For y'all that ain't heard it and y'all don't know, this is I don't know. The barbers, man, is crazy, crazy talented. We already creative-minded people off the rip. But I got a barber in here, man, and this dude sick with it on the mic. And y'all about to hear it, man. This the new Barber Zone anthem. I mean, and this fuck, you can put your address in it. You can put your name in it or something. You can't say the Cool Touch is yours, but check this out, y'all. This is my man, Cool Ray, an official barber right here at the Barber Zone with the Hoop Cutcher. We're going to check this out for a minute, a little piece of it. Let's see if we can get a stock spot here.
We can't get it.
Let me see. I'm trying to learn how to add the audio piece in here, too, so... Y'all just paired with your boy.
Take your time. You ain't gotta be at church.
Hey, it's already on there. It's supposed to just play. Oh, it ain't playing. But y'all, we gonna
we'll hear it though. I'm sure we get a chance to hear it.
Hey, yeah, I played it and for anybody that wants to hear it. I played it at the beginning of the show. That's the new opening for the show. But you know, I'm back. We got a new switchboard here, so I'm trying to learn how to work it. You know what's in there. I just gotta learn how to bring it in. But hey,
that's what you call growth, dog. Hey, yo, I got something for you too. Yeah. I got something to tell you too. It's kind of like top secret, but we having fun, so it really don't matter.
Yeah.
You know my man Kurt. He said that. You know that's Dr. Dre Kurt. You know we call him Dr. Yeah. Kurt Dre.
Yeah.
You know all that time sitting up in the studios with all them, you know, those names that he be sitting with. You know that man that got like over 200 and some odd beats that he done put together.
Yeah.
So now he done snatched up my man Dan Brown in Atlanta. Atlanta, hey, he's a barber. I don't know if y'all know Dan Brown out of Exodus. Dan Brown is probably, he's the true, like I want to hear your man because Dan Brown is like the rapper's rapper. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's like a rapping coach too. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, he got, make a long story short, Kurt got Dan Brown and myself on this, yeah, man, yeah. Pulled your boy out of retirement, and I dropped a hot 12. Not a 16, not a full 16, but a hot 12. I gave him 12, and that was all I could do. Suzanne. So we planning on getting that touched up this next week out there in New York with when we do the we go out there for Kamal's event, and we'll talk about that. That's gonna be real big. Hey, but you know what? I was tripping off of your topic today, and I wanted to say just real quick before I get too far off the base and stuff. Individuals that don't own a shop, they really find it difficult to people that aren't barbers licenses or stylists even, they find it hard. It's hard for them to run shops. That was the first shop I ever worked at was in a mall. And the guy that owned it was actually a vacuum cleaner salesman, and his wife was a stylist. However, you know, he was running the program, which, you know, and she had more knowledge. And it just made for a real jacked-up situation, you know. So
mm-hmm.
It's not for everybody. You got to be a special person that doesn't – I mean, if you don't necessarily have the L's and have gone through – if you're not a barber, you got to be a special person to understand barbers. We're a difficult breed of people, stylists included. We're a difficult breed.
We're special. We're a special type of person. We're not just the average – I'm gonna go to work and I'm gonna follow this mold and I'm gonna do this. I'm 9 to 5. I go into work at 9. I have my first break at 10:30. I have lunch at 12, from 12 to 1, and I break at 12:15 to 12:30, and then I get off at 5:00.
Well, a lot of people don't realize too. What a lot of people don't realize, and I'm thankful. I'm one of the individuals, and I'm sure there's thousands of us that are thankful that barbering will actually give, you know, ex felons, ex convicts. An opportunity where a regular 9 to 5 per se wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of brothers and sisters for that matter that have, you know, done some time, played their debt to society and come out and they still can't get no job, but then they turn around and say, well, I'm gonna go back to school, and they say, you know, not only are they working in a shop or salon, they're actually successful, and then they end up doing their own thing, and then they show society in the whole that we can rehabilitate as well as, you know, regenerate a whole lot of good in our community if you just allow us the opportunity to do so.
Exactly. It's a trade of second chances, man. Where else, what other traders are you going to bring? And man, we was talking about church and where your church is, and I was, you know, telling some brothers, you know, my pulpit is right there in my barber chair. So we had a conversation about that. But y'all, what other trade do you touch people from all walks of life?
None. We're the only.
We
aside, look, you can count them.
Walks of life.
You can count. Think about it. How many people actually touch an individual person's head, face, or whatever? You know
intimacy.
What I'm saying? You got your doctor. You got a massage therapist.
Yeah. How many people do that intimately?
Exactly. Not a whole lot. So yeah,
you have to be able to understand. You have to be able to understand what type of people we are that we are able to draw, attract, and have some people submit to our will for a period of time.
Yep.
We're not the followers. We're the leaders.
Yep.
So you have to be able to understand how we think and how we operate before you come in and try to, you know, provide us a space to operate and do our craft. If you don't understand our craft and what we do, that you're setting a conflict right there, because just because the signs say we close at 8 don't mean that means that's when the light is going out and that's what time we leave it. That might be that's the last appointment we got scheduled. But we might not get out the shop until 10:30. So,
yep.
You know,
yep.
and then you come into a whole bunch of other little financial things and, illegal situations and, you know, the whole money. You know, it's always been thought the barbershops are a place to launder money and, you know, front off drugs and things like that. So,
mm-hmm.
At least here in Ohio, you now have to be a barber to own a barbershop. Or you have to go through the extensive background check, not just the county state one, but the whole federal one, the big one. I don't know the official name, but you have to go through that background check before you're even considered to get a barbershop license.
Yo, and that's honestly how it should be. I mean, you got the lawyers, the attorneys, they have the bar. You know what I'm saying? You cannot practice law without being a member of the bar. Actors, you cannot be an actor without being a member of the Screen Actors Guild. You can't be you know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, yeah, you get a license, you know what I'm saying? Then that should entitle you to some different things. If you don't have a license, well, I mean, you should have to go through some more. And I'm not saying that you cannot be involved, but you should have some more stricter perimeters that you have to go through. So, I mean, you know, it's just, if a man dedicates, however, I mean, here in Cali, what is it, 17, I'm going to school so long, I forget, 1,800 hours now. If you went to school, if you dedicated 1,800 hours to anything, you know what I'm saying, that right there should give you carte blanche to go ahead and do what you want to do until, you know, this comes from Curtis Smith. He says, you get an opportunity every day of your life to mess up. You know what I'm saying? They said that when you go to school for that $1,800 hours, you should be able to walk into whatever situation you want, carte blanche, and make it happen for yourself until you screw it up. Now, and then if you do screw it up, like, you know, having different situations, whatever, then it should be those penalties should go ahead and reflect that. You know what I'm saying? And then you should go ahead, I mean, the hierarchy is being set by the cuts. You know what I'm saying? People are doing better haircuts. You know, they got to do better haircuts because so many people are cutting hair. It's just like what you were saying earlier about people training for basketball games. You know, people coming out of, you know, going out of high school, they stop that. But, you know, people going straight out of first year of college and just, you know, stuff like that. And it's like, well, the talent is getting younger and it's getting more fierce. They're like, what are you going to do to step that up? I mean, what can you do?
Exactly.
There's a whole lot of things you could do. So, you know, that's kind of like, in essence, you know, like what you were saying. It's like, you just got to, people have to, you know, be prideful of what they do. You know what I'm saying? And then when you look at like, okay, yeah, I'm a licensed barber. I mean, don't get it wrong, because I was unlicensed for a while due to some administrative stuff, child support issues. I keep it funky. You know what I'm saying? I sympathize with the brothers that have gone through that. Now, the brothers that just don't go to school, that just refuse to go to school, and, I mean, are still, you know, popping out the $10, $5 haircuts in their backyard and been doing it for 5, 10 years, and they won't go ahead and have enough pride in themselves and have enough care for the craft to go ahead and get the air. Well, that's the dudes I don't respect. You know what I'm saying? But a guy that has gone to school and for some reason has, you know, lost his license, I mean, I sympathize with those people, you know what I'm saying? So, in essence, it's like, but if you've gone and you've taken the time to dedicate yourself to any type of craft, you should just, you know, you should really be able to, you should be allowed to practice that craft until you screw it up.
Until you screw, hey, that's a good one. That's a good one. And really, that's how it is here, man, in Ohio. Until you do some knucklehead stuff, you good.
Mm-hmm.
You're good. You can do, you know, practice your craft, whatever, until you start doing stupid, silly stuff that don't go along with the rules and regulations of the
art. Hey, man, totally off topic, man. Is there any way that you can, I mean, we'll probably talk about this later on, but you got the barber museum out there your way.
Yes, sir.
We need to, you know, I think we need to make a pilgrimage to people, you know. I didn't get to go the last time we was out there, and that kind of ticked me off.
Since I got the shop open and, you know, we can finish, officially plan some things, we're going to make that happen. But if at all possible, the last premiere show at D.C., I've been meaning to hit y'all up, man, to find out if y'all was coming out here for this. We got the premiere show, the last one, which is here in Columbus, here on the 23rd of this month. Excuse me. At the convention center here in Columbus. And we're going to see if, I know it may be short notice, man, see if we can put something together. You know how we did the last time with the whole bowling thing. And everything in there. So, but if not, y'all, officially, in April, which is my birthday, we're going to wait till the weather break. We're doing the whole official, I don't want to call it a barber boot camp, but, you know, a barber break bread or a barber something here in Columbus. We're
going to be sponsored
here by the Barber Zone. And we're doing everything. And we're doing, especially, we're going to do the barber museum, the tour of the barber museum. Because if you've never seen that, a lot of people don't even, until I just said that, until DC just brought it up, you didn't realize that we have an official barber museum. But for the followers of Barbers, you know, the Barbers on Radio, you know, we did a show about maybe a month, 6 weeks ago, with Mike, the director of the Ohio Barber Museum. You know, it's an awesome place. And if you want to really appreciate this craft that we do, this trade that we have, that we love, wait till you go to the Barber Museum, man, and see the old just clippers and see the progression from the hand clipper all the way up to the detachable blade clippers, all the way up to, you know, the battery operated clippers. Yeah, y'all see that? Y'all
crazy.
See, wow! I mean, the hair dryers and the curling irons and the combs and the razors, the development of the razor from, you know, the old bone razor. You know, now we got the thumb razor. See that whole development, man. It's just, it's amazing to see and find out the whole meaning of your shaving mug.
Well, when you put that event together in April, when you put that together in April, if you would be so kind, you know, I'm sure we would love to be involved with that. And if you want to do some education as well. Let's, you know, let's get all together and let's put that together. See if we can put some classes together.
Oh yeah, we got you, bro.
Okay.
That's a must.
You got my line. I'm not gonna take up no more time with your show. I know you got all kinds of stuff to talk about. Let's talk some more, man. You know, as always, Barbara Amore on mine all day, all night.
Yes,
Exotics is the squad, left coast representative. I love my man, Chavez. I'm glad you're back on the air. We miss you. You guys tune into our show on Friday when we do our thing on Friday. I'm going to shoot my man out like I always do. And, man, let's keep it pushing, man. This barber movement is something that cannot be stopped, man. It's like an avalanche, brothers. And you might as well, if you go, you go either get involved in this big old snowplow, or you're going to fall off, one of the two. They say I go a little hard sometimes, but I'm like, you know, be a bona fide barber or die.
Okay, all right.
I
know, bro. But that's how we
gotta go, man.
You know, Hey, Barbara, love to you, man. Hey, man, I didn't miss seeing y'all boys in this 2011 year, man. You know, God had that, was increasing his territory over here, so I couldn't get out and about like I did, man. But, hey, I appreciate all the love, man, from you, from the Exotic team, from everybody, man. So do what you do, man, and let's talk. We're going to put that together, bro.
God bless, bro. God bless.
Peace. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, y'all, this is Barber's Own Radio. Appreciate y'all for listening. Hey, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, you know, blogtalkradio.com/barberzone to call in and tap in on this topic. Do non-barbers, non-participating owners, individuals make good shop owners, shop or salon owners? Y'all, the number is 347-637-3850. Still got my man Dale the Barber on the line. Man, the non-shop owner, the dude that's just going to come in and collect booth rent on Saturday. They don't cut no hair. Oh, what'd you say, Dale? Except for the hair that's on their face, huh?
Yep.
They shave their beards or something.
What? The more I think about it, though, you know what I'm saying, I can't even knock them. I mean,
you said what?
I can't even knock them. You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you, if he's going to own a barbershop and he get his license to have a business license or whatnot, and he makes sure all his barbers that work in his shop are licensed, that's a win-win situation versus somebody that's got a license and then hired a whole bunch of bootleg barbers to come work in their shop, and the only thing they come trading on is the boot print. You know? I mean,
that's a whole different situation, man. That's a whole different situation. Hey, and I hear you talk about you mess around and you get your license, but then you get the shop and you mess around and get a whole bunch of non-licensed bootleg barbers in there. Oh yeah, that's a problem right there. hopefully, since you do have your license, you wouldn't have non-licensed barbers in there with you. But that, you know, that would kind of be expected or something that might occur when you are a non-licensed barber and you open a shop. You would find other, you know, your other boys that think they can cut or whatever, and get them in the shop so they can pay you booth rent without having a license. Now, you know, that's where that problem might come in, but just that period, man, that's crazy.
Yep.
Non-licensed, man, you know, that's a whole nother show, bro. That's a whole nother, the non-licensed bootleg barber guys. But, you know,
I got a barber museum out there in Ohio, huh?
Yeah, man, the Ohio Barber Museum. I mean, I said the Ohio. I'm sorry. Forgive me, Lord. The Ed Jeffers National Barber Museum. Yes, sir.
Where is that at?
It's actually in Canal Winchester, which is a suburb of Columbus.
Oh, okay.
About 10 minutes away from the shop over here on the southeast side of Columbus.
Oh, okay.
And it's everything. Everything you want to know about the barber game, man, it's right there. Let me see. Yeah, man, so before I do this, man, let me, you know, we've been off the air for a little bit. I want to take time and say some appreciation and some shout outs to some people. We already talked about the Exotic team. We want to talk, you know, love to my man Rob over there at Cloak and Cake, you know, the whole Anders family. You know, we want to my man R. Sam's, Mr. Roderick Samuels, man. We were trying to get him on the line. He wanted to talk about this thing a little bit, see what he had to say, but we couldn't get to him. You know, the whole Exotic family. I haven't seen y'all this year. I've been here at the shop, but, you know, go hard, go in. Just, you know, much love to y'all. 2012 your man is gonna be on the road. Y'all gonna be like, man, do you live with us? I might. I'm gonna be out there like that. So, you know, just love and appreciation to everybody that's reached out to the Barber Zone, man. Y'all don't know how good it feels, you know, for somebody to call and say, man, we missed your show. What's going on with your show? Y'all kind of make me feel bad, but it feels good to know that, you know, I'm able to do something in this game that people appreciate and you know, people love. So, y'all, keep on supporting the Barber Zone, man. We love it. So, we're going to go into this topic a little bit more. Non-barbers, non-participating owners, do they make good shop owners? We got another caller on the line, man, calling from the 215. Welcome to Barber Zone Radio. Who we got on the line with us this afternoon?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you calling from the 215. Who we got on the line with us?
What's going on? Come on, man. It's Noah. How you been, Barber Law?
What's up, good brother? Hey, I see the 215, man. I just don't want to assume who it is. So,
I think I had to hit a button or something, man. I had just got my car and I checked my phone. I said, let me call in, man. I had some time. What's going on, man? How you been?
Hey, man. Hey, brother. Everything is beautiful, man. Everything is beautiful. Just the last time I talked to you, we got the new shop. You know, it's three times as big as the other shop that I had. So I just been here maintaining the dedicated blessing, good brother. You know, I ain't been able to get out on the road to the shows and get out there and, you know, break bread and with y'all brothers. But hey, I'm still here.
Yeah, we missed
you, man. I see y'all backers. I know, man. I don't even do it.
We missed you out there, man. It's funny,
I know,
man.
Bro.
Just...
Hey.
Huh?
It was bananas, man. Y'all brothers was calling me and where you at? But you know, I had to hold it down here, man. So, but definitely appreciate the love, you know, from the Major League boys. Hey, Nurk.
Yeah.
I want to do a show, man. I want to do a show just about the whole Major League movement, man, and the movement that y'all making in the barber game. So, you know, off there, I'm going to hit you up, get with you and your
great.
Brother and whoever else, man, to get y'all on here and you know, so y'all can let cats know what you really can do. Because y'all boys been doing it for a minute. We had a kid that just moved here from Philly, man, and he was talking about, yeah, getting my head cut and my man's in them, they doing it big and this, that, and the other and woo, woo, woo. I said, who are you talking about, man? You talking about them Major League boys you took about 39 to them, man? He's like, oh, son, you know them? I said, yeah, that's my man and him. So, y'all boys is, you know what I mean? Y'all boys is worldwide, man. So, I want to dedicate a show just for y'all cats, man. So, let's put that together.
That's good. I appreciate that. You know what, man? We get ready to go. Probably, man, somewhere in November, we get ready to go to Puerto Rico. You know, I got a team that I built down there. We build it, and when we do the show, man, I want to have about maybe five of my guys from PR get on the phone when you do the interview, and we can talk. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, hey, that's wonderful. hey, you know how it is, man. Whatever you need the Barbies on to do, hit me up, man, and we'll work that thing out for real. So
yeah,
you know everybody.
The English is pretty good. The English is pretty clear. But I want the listeners, you know, I want to bring a different touch, man. And like I said, we set some different things up. I bring different guys from different cities. California, we do Las Vegas. I'm going to bring some different barbers to you, man.
Oh, yeah. Hey, and I don't know if you was on the line. I was just talking to DC from Exotic, man. I'm planning the thing for next April. The end of the month, that's my birthday. And I'm gonna do, not a quote unquote barber boot camp, but a whole barber, a whole barber educational joint. Everybody come here to Columbus, and we do a whole educational piece. You know, I do a bowling thing, I do a golf thing, I do a joint where we go out and we just all hang out on some great bread type thing, not a club setting, but a whole just great bread us type thing, and then. We've also got the And, you know, that everybody needs to see that. So
that's great.
You came through, too. So I'm going to need the whole Major League game and Exotics and the Andes and the Walls and the Austin. I need everybody to come here to Columbus, man, and we're going to put it together, you know, Big Boy Barber style. Y'all going to quit going. Y'all going to quit going all the way West Coast and then all the way East Coast and then all the way South and not stop here in the middle and do the barber.
Let's do it, yeah. I'm with it. That's why I said, let me call in. I'm going to get to catch my man today.
And you know what, Nuri? That's why, and that's another reason, y'all, I didn't announce this. We back at our regular time, man. We doing 2 p.m. Monday, every Monday. Because we try to change it to the evening time, but, you know, we're having scheduling problems with some of the guests. They weren't available in the evening time, so we're doing it here in the middle of the day so we can get, you know, the movers and shakers here on the show. So just like you was able to call in today, it shows me that the time works a little bit better. So, you know, appreciate you calling in. Hey, Nuri, but
yes,
the topic today, you know, you've seen the topic of the non-barber shop owners. How do you feel about that, man? Do they make good owners? What do you feel about that situation, man?
You said the non-barber shop owners?
The cats that are non-barbers, that are non-practicing barbers, you know, the dude that just want to open a barbershop because he think it's hot and, you know, he want to tell cats he owns a shop, but he don't cut. He don't know the rules and regulations of the game and nothing. What about them dudes, man? Do they make good shop owners as a whole?
Sir.
I mean, you know, I know we have some exceptions.
No, sir.
I would
say from my experience they don't, because, you know, with me coming up in the ropes, I came from becoming a manager, you know, from a barber to a manager, working for, it's funny, man, I just told somebody the story, working for a cat that he had the money, but, you know, he had the money, and a lot of times what those guys do, man, they drain your energy, and man, this cat, what happened after, I don't want to go to the left with the story. After a while, he got kind of mad. These guys get kind of mad when people start thinking that you own the shop. Because the whole thing is they think because they own it, they control you, they control everything that comes with it. So I disagree with guys like that. A lot of those guys nowadays don't really last long. Because what happens, they tend to pimp the barbers. That's just my opinion.
There it is.
That's just my opinion, you know. I've been there, and that's why we got the show.
Voice your opinion. Let them know. Hey, come on, man, get in the game.
And it's a flip side to it, Shabazz, because the side to a guy that's not a barber. I have guys, because I do consulting. I have guys that want to get into the barbershop business. I tell them, first of all, go to school, learn how to cut hair. Because at the same time, it's the flip side, I say, because a lot of times, I don't, even though these guys, I say that they don't make good owners, I'd rather them become a barber, learn the trade, because any given time, a barber can leave you, that's another show, and you stuck with old, you know, you stuck with the bills, and you don't know how to cut hair. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
I'm jumping around here, but, you know, it's a double-edged sword, I like to say.
Yeah, because I mean, it's just the guys that don't know the craft, man, and they don't know the love, and, you know, they ain't been to school and
exactly.
All that. So it's just like we said before you got on the line. We are special breed type of people. We not the regular status quo 9-to-5 type of people. We the out the box thinking type of cats. We not really going be there from 9-to-5. I might be there from 11 to 11. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because the hours stay 9 to 7 don't mean I'm closing the doors at 7. And if you're not in this community, I related it to the music game. Barbara is like hip hop. It's a whole culture. It's a whole community. If you're not in this community, you're not understanding how we thinking, how we living, how we moving, how we shaking. You know,
exactly.
The whole education piece, you got to know all of that when you come to running the barbershop, because you don't know.
Hey,
and, I know you know for real the whole education thing. How can you educate your barbers and keep your barbers up on the whole education and the shows and the classes when you don't know anything about it? Then, you know, other guys shop and other barbers start shining, but your barbers are still stuck in the same thing. You're not in the community. You don't know how to make your shop better.
Yeah. And the thing is, Chavez, hey, man, you got some heck of a great points. The thing is, man, I like to say barbers are superheroes, right?
Yeah.
We're superheroes. We all have some special powers. But the thing is, we have to tap and we have to know our powers. And it goes back. I want to touch on something real fast. It goes back to you know, like if you know, we all grew up, we watch the Legions, you know, where you got different superheroes and everything. Well, I suggest now, because we have a lot of different teams, these different superheroes, whatever other things may be, it's time to sit down and really show the other guys that's coming in, the students, the facilities, that, okay, we can work together. Because only together we're going to make a difference, and only together we're going to be strong, and only together we can help each other really find out our superpowers. And it starts with the talk that we're having now. I get long-winded, man. I'm just happy to be on the phone.
Do that, man. Hey, dude, that's why I got a show here, man, so we can get this stuff off our chest. Because, you know, people y'all can jump on your iPod, your iPad, everything, and download this show from blogtalkradio.com and listen to this anytime. So, Nuri, teach the people, man.
I like to say barber love, because we got to love what we do, and we got to do what we love, man. And I will send an invitation out to any and everybody on the phone, be free to call Major League Barber, because we work with everybody. We show barber love. Now, you know, I talked to Curtis. We've been talking back and forth. My man Levels, Kamal, we've been going back and forth. Proper to Tim, and the thing is, man, everybody realized that, you know, we only going to make a difference if we all collaborate together. Now, we are all individuals. We're all individual companies, and my man, the commissioner, Roderick, I love them guys. Big J, hey, man, I like to say my man, Boss Man, I extend my hand out. I'm driving on expressway, man. I got a long list in my head, you know. Probably not everybody.
Hey, man. And see, that's what we need to do, man. And we got to find a way. And hopefully, when we put this piece together, man, here in April next month, we can bring everybody to the table, man, where we can just have a whole business meeting. You know what I mean?
A whole barber business meeting,
or how we can all bring these thoughts together, because we all got different products. You know, everybody got different products. But when you put all our products together, they make a whole great line.
Yeah.
You do that, you put everything together. You put the chairs and the cool touch and the razor and the exotics and the progress and the clipper keepers and the Anderses and the walls and this. When you put all that together, along with the education, dude, everybody's shop is going to be booming. Our clientele is going to be so large, and it's going to be so happy because we're treating them right. We're educating the people. We got our people shined up. But that's only going to happen, bro, when we all come together. I mean, and being at a hair show, you know, being in Atlanta or whatever and coming together, that's one thing. You know, I see you, I dap you up, I stop by the booth, but we don't get the time to sit and all break bread and brainstorm together. I want to put a bet together like that. You know, we got the barber round table, but we need a whole, like, consortium type joint, you know?
I agree. There's a lot of other guys out there. There's some names I probably didn't say, like Kenny the Professional. You got to give it to Kenny. You know, you got some guys, you know, you got the game.
Oh, yeah, everybody.
It's a lot of, it's a lot of guys, man. That's, and this guy's that's been around, man, that was out before us, you got James Mack, man. You have I'm just throwing out some names, all of them,
and you know you got all of them, man. Big up, hey, it's like this. Y'all hear my man Noy with the Barber Love? It's big up and Barber Love to everybody. We got cats all over them, and this is what I be telling people. I got cats all over the country. You know, you got Big Rob in Iowa. You got Doss over there in Arkansas. You got CBJ and Sister Surgeon and Boss Man and all of them. You got my man Daryl the Barber in them. You got cats all over, yo. Our
so
Barber Love connection is all over the country. You got Tito them out there in Vegas. Come on, man. We got cats all over, and we need to bring that energy together.
The thing is, like with me, I can say from this point, we have 2-3 months before 2012. The thing is, what we need to accomplish is that you have everybody that's somebody in their own way, in their own city. The thing is, the quest is, can we put our egos together? Aside, put the egos aside and sit at the table. I'm speaking for Major League Barber. Ours aside, we can sit at the table. Who's willing to join us? Let's sit at the table. Because that's going to make a difference once we do that to really controlling and really standing out in our industry.
Exactly.
I'm extending my hand today, and I'm extending my hand for everybody in the crew.
Hey, and right here, I got my head out right out there with you. I'm planning this, man, for April, where the barbers commence in the middle of the country. If y'all don't know your business, Columbus, Ohio is the test market for the whole country. The products that y'all get, as far as your daily consumption, they're tried out here in Columbus, Ohio, before they go anywhere else. So let's commit on Columbus, Ohio, the Barber Museum, and let's have a business meeting.
Yeah.
Let's have a business meeting on how we can blow this whole thing up, man.
Yeah, that's good. Count me in. I don't want to talk too much, man. I know other people in there probably want to talk.
Oh, yeah. Hey, but Nori, yeah. I mean, we're coming to the end of the show, man. I appreciate the love you stopping through. This was the return show of the Barber Zone Radio, the end of the Barber Zone broadcast. So, yo, I want to say with my man Nori on here, barber love to everybody.
Barber love.
Yo, let's educate ourselves. Let's show love to other barbers. Because when we do that, we show love to our community.
And when that happens, man,
y'all don't know, we going to touch this whole world. So, y'all, continue to support the Barber Zone. We appreciate the love. Check us out at barberzone.org. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Become a friend here on Blog Talk Radio, the Barber Zone Blog Talk Radio Show. Hit us up next week, Monday. We're going 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number is 347-637-3850. Hey, Nori, and everybody else out there, barber love and peace to you.
Barber love, y'all.
We'll see y'all next week.
Next week.
All right.
Thanks, man. Thanks for this opportunity. Barber love to you.
Yes, sir. We'll talk, brother.